here we are in the Garden of Gethsemane, the garden where Jesus goes to pray to God, where Jesus goes to pray that the cup might be passed from him, that the cup of suffering might be taken from him. Three times Jesus prays for this, and three times he says, "But not what I want, but may your will be done." And all three times, Jesus comes back and finds that his disciples are asleep and they are not praying with him. Jesus goes into that garden full of sorrow. He knows he must suffer, so he asks his friends, his disciples, to stay and pray with him. He doesn't want to be alone in this. He wants their love, their support, and their prayers. But they are not there for them. They fall asleep. He needs them, but they are incapable of being there for him. They are literally asleep on the job. Ever feel like that? Ever feel alone in your pain, or alone in your panic, or simply just alone? Ever feel like no one understands, like no one gets you? It's hard. But Jesus was in the garden. Jesus had gone to a place of love. You see, gardens in those days were places of love and delight. It wasn't like the botanical gardens like we know. It was mostly olive trees and green plants. But it was where people would go to walk in the moonlight and to share a drink together. It was sort of a paradise, a heaven on earth. And so in Jesus's moment of sorrow, he does three amazing things. First, he goes to a place of love, because his whole ministry was about love. He came from love, he taught love, he modeled love, he healed with love, and he showed love. Here he is. His whole ministry is about to end, so he goes to a place that represents what his whole ministry was about. Where do we go when we are hurting? What is our place of love? What soothes us when we are facing difficult times? And then Jesus does his second thing, something we all do when we're feeling all those things we don't want to feel. He reaches out to his friends. He reaches out to those who love him the most. He wants their love and support. Who loves and supports you? Who do you turn to in your time of need? Yet every time Jesus comes back to his friends, they're asleep. They've let him down. So he asks again and again, and each time they can't do or be what he needs. This is actually a beautiful example for us, because those people we turn to for help, sometimes they can't meet our needs either. Sometimes, even with all their good intentions, we still walk away feeling as if we just didn't get what we needed. And it leaves us feeling very alone. So we call up someone else, hoping they will have the magical words to ease our pain. Again and again, we search for someone to help us. And like Jesus, we are reminded that they are only human, and that they too are tired. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so we turn to prayer, like the third thing Jesus did. We turn to God in prayer, and we sweat out our prayers like drops of blood, because at some deep level, we believe that God can redeem our suffering just like he did for Jesus. At some deep level, we believe in the love that transforms. We believe in the love that transforms suffering and sorrow into fullness of life. Because that's what this whole evening is about. It's about transforming love. transformation from pain and peace to death, from death into life. At the end of our lives, how do we want to die? Will we die in a place of sorrow or in a place of love? Will we die in a place of anger and bitterness or in a place of forgiveness and grace? And how will we live? Will we live in fear and pain? Or will we live in love and faith? Will we live in Good Friday mode? Or will we live in Easter mode? Tonight is the deciding point. Tonight, standing in the garden, we decide, will we go to the cross? Or will we let Jesus go instead so we don't have to?